The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders, and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor, and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com.on September 16, 2022. The Environmental Protection Agency announced it had reclassified Colorado's Front Range as a severe violator of federal air quality standards. https://phys.org/news/2022-09-epa-declares-denver-northern-front.html closing parenthesis. Any non-attainment area classified as serious is required to sell federally approved cleaner fuel during the summer ozone season. This reclassification does not surprise me. Longmont has had poor air quality on a consistent basis for a couple of years. The reclassification of our air quality to serious should be taken to heart by all who live in the Front Range. The air we breathe is key to a sustainable life on this planet. The Rocky Mountain State section of the area and Waste Management has been monitoring the Front Range closely for air quality. Longmont's air has been noted as an area of concern for degraded quality. Many of the same pollution sources that emit greenhouse gases also contribute to the formation of ozone. Combustion engine automobiles are not the only contributors. The proliferation of oil and gas drilling permits through the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, COGCC, continues to contribute to air pollution. In Weld County, approximately 616 permits were granted for new wells on existing locations in 2022. 52 permits were granted for new locations in September and October to date. These permits are good for 3 years. COGCC board members are commissioners, which gives them the power over many of the state regulations. The process of making cement releases CO2 into our atmosphere, contributing huge amounts of GHG. Longmont's air is greatly affected by a cement plant in proximity to our city. Colorado HB 21-1303 passed mandating cement processing plants to capture the Colorado II they are emitting through a recapture and storage process. What can you do to help bring attention to our air quality and raise our EPA classification? Let the state know that it needs to take meaningful steps to improve air quality. In 2018, Longmont began monitoring the air through monitoring stations at Union Reservoir and the vicinity of Vance Brand Airport. Their website, AirLive, monitors our air 24/7. Environment, CDPHE, at Report a Concern or Emergency, Department of Public Health and Environment, Colorado.gov. Report it to the COGCC at COGCC Home. Hold our county commissioners and Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, accountable. All new construction of roads and bridges must capture the Colorado II from the cement companies they contract with. All concrete foundations must be from cement manufacturers that capture the Colorado II. Joan Peck Mayer, City of Longmont article on bequest of Colorado communities for climate action.